joined over the phone today with Todd Foster. He's a lead advisor and a support person for a team that's trying to beat a Guinness World Record. Is that right, Todd?
There's been quite a history of people attempting the record to have the fastest canoe time down the river. The current record is 17 days, 19 hours, and 46 minutes. And the team that I'm a part of, Mississippi Speed Record, I'm not a paddler, but as a support crew, they are trying to beat that record. Their captain, Scott Miller, tried to beat that record 2 years ago in 2021 and came. They were ahead of the record with about 60 miles left to go and hit a bad storm just south of New Orleans that sunk their canoe, and so they had to give up their attempt. And so Scott put together a new crew for this year with new team members, and they just launched at 6 this morning from Lake Itasca.
Launched. Oh, wow. So they'll be coming right into my neck of the woods here probably today, right?
Where are you at? You're in Bemidji?
I'm right by Paul and Babe, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Our timing calculator, our race owl, is the tracking. They've got them at Lake Bemidji Access at 6:55 p.m.
Okay.
But, you know, if they take a break or if they stop, you know, that may change, but that's the estimate.
And who's on the team and where are they from?
Yeah, so Scott Miller is the captain of the team. That's the gentleman who tried 2 years ago. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And his teammates are Justin Steinbeck. He's from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Paul Cox from Atlanta, Georgia. And Wally Werdrick of Yorkville, Illinois.
So kind of an all-over-the-place team. Where did Scott find these guys?
Yeah, so after Scott's attempt 2 years ago, and he knew he wanted to try again, he started putting out feelers, and all of those gentlemen, Paul and Judson and Wally, are elite-level canoe racers. They travel around the U.S., sometimes around the world, doing long-distance canoe races, anywhere from 200 miles to 650 miles. And Scott contacted them and asked them if they wanted to be a part of the new attempt, and they all said yes, and they've been practicing the last year and a half on some 3- and 4-day trips, working out all their systems and getting in shape for this, and now they're, like I said, they left at 6 this morning, so they're in it to win it now.
So what sort of planning goes into when you have 4 people, 1 canoe? I mean, I have a probably much smaller canoe at home, but like, what sort of things do you need to think about when doing long-distance treks on a canoe, you think?
Yeah, so the team learned a lot from their previous attempt. Although they have to canoe and they have to canoe fast, there's a lot of time that can be saved at stops. And so their goal is to minimize stops at all costs. And so they hardly ever stop, actually. And when they do stop, it's kind of like a NASCAR pit crew. Their support crew comes in. There's a person assigned to each paddler to get them fresh food, a change of clothes, any, you know, personal items that they might need. The canoe paddlers switch spots, and then they're back at it. And they try to keep those stops to less than 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They sleep in the canoe. So it's a 23-foot Winona canoe, and there's room enough for 2 people to sleep, albeit crowded. And it does take some getting used to sleep in the canoe because it's still moving. But the people will sleep in the canoe. They go to the bathroom in the canoe. They eat in the canoe. They do everything in the canoe, and they try to just keep that canoe moving, you know, for as many hours a day as they can.
Wow. I have a Winona canoe at home too, and I think it's like fiberglass. Is this like a steel heavy duty sort of canoe they're using?
Nope, it's a Kevlar canoe.
Okay.
So I don't know the exact weight, but I think it's around 70 pounds just for the canoe.
Okay.
Now they've done a lot of modifications to the canoe. They put in a bilge pump to pump out any excess water. They've made those sleeping compartments to try to be as watertight as possible. They've got a canoe cover or a canoe skirt that goes on the top. And then they've also hooked up a battery so that there's a light that they can turn on at night, and also to power GoPros and cameras because they try to do Facebook Live and YouTube videos from the field as much as they can as well.
Yeah, I started following the page from my, but like, what's a good search term for the team if people listening want to follow along?
Yeah, Mississippi Speed Record. So there is a website, MississippiSpeedRecord.com, and then from there they can link to all the social pages.
All right, Todd, is there anything else about the crew, the mission that you wanted to share with us before I let you go today?
Yeah, so they did partner with One Mississippi, which is an organization that gets nonprofits together all up and down the Mississippi River from the headwaters all the way down to New Orleans. And it's like-minded people who care about the water quality of the river. And I think a lot of times the rivers get forgotten about. They're in our backyard, but we don't pay attention to them. And so I just want to highlight that these guys are doing it for fun. They do want to set the record, but they do encourage people to learn about the river in their neck of the woods, whether it's in Bemidji or all the way down to New Orleans. And then Scott would like me to mention, too, he's a co-race director of a series of races and tours that happen June 9th, 10th, and 11th. So if you want to get out on the river in Minnesota from Brainerd to Coon Rapids, there's a 5-mile all the way up to 150-mile race and tour that you can be a part of, and that's linked on their website as well.
All right, Todd. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
My pleasure. Go follow the team.
All right. Thank you.